All right, guys. You know, there may be a few disgraced players so far in the playoffs, but I don't think any displaced cosmonauts. But playoff action is exciting.
Guys, feeling low, Fred.
Yeah, I bet you are. That's a perfect theme for my condolences to both of you. But your Pittsburgh Penguins played very well, I thought.
I disagree.
Really?
I do for this point. They were up 2-0 in game 5. Okay, Sid gets hurt. I'll give you that one. They were up 2-0 in game 6. They were up by a goal with 6 minutes left in game 7.
Well, that is all true.
You can blame a helmet rule. You can blame a third string goaltender. You can blame a cheap shot. You can blame whatever you want. But at some point, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe you have 5 guys back. Maybe dump the puck in. Maybe not have Brock McGinn as the last guy in overtime on the back.
Well, all good points. All good points. But I thought you skated well. I thought the team didn't look flat.
No, they played hard, and they took a stupid penalty. I mean, Erod, of all the freaking people.
Yeah, but they didn't close it out in the games they could have. And in all those games, they had leads. Most of those leads were late.
Yeah.
You have to win those games, and I think it just showed what I thought at the beginning. I picked Rangers in 5. I thought the Rangers were just deeper and better and had better goaltending. And I thought that from that standpoint, I think the Penguins played pretty well, because I don't think that, you know, to me, the playoffs were a long shot before the season started, and they made them, and they had a great season. But I just don't think, that bottom, like McGinn didn't have a particularly good series. Patterson didn't play well. Marino didn't play well. All the guys that played well when they were winning in the middle of the season, those ancillary guys, the second tier guys, they weren't really there this series. Wow. I thought they were actually kind of bad. So there's a few guys I thought played pretty bad, and being the ones I named, the defense looks like a mess right now moving forward. But Matheson played great.
Yeah.
And Sid played great.
The puck hit him 3 times.
I hate blaming a guy on that one, though. He's in position and puck hits him.
Yeah, you got to look up. Jake the Snake played incredible.
He was incredible.
9 goals. It's like Lemieux territory.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great. Sid was great. And, that's the list. Rusty played okay. Rusty didn't play like, hey, I should get $8 million a year.
True.
Gino had his moments, but Gino, usually when Sid got hurt, he carries him on his back.
He's usually step up.
And he did not. And, and you know what? And the biggest key was Dumoulin not getting out of the first game with a torn MCL. Because even though Dumoulin has had an iffy year, he still at least can play remotely defense on that defensive blue line, which nobody else seems to be able to. And that's my point, is, you know, which I've said for how long we've been together. I love Letang at whatever, $2 million. It's 7-5. I want someone to play defense. And if you're up 2-0 in a game 6 and you're up 4-3, 3-4, in game 7, and I'd rather have Chad Ruedel on the ice than you, then get the F out of town.
Well,
I don't need you. Take your contract, take your long hair, take whatever you want, and get the F out of my hockey team.
Well, you know what? He was caught up ice a few times. I did see that.
Well, I think the good news for Joe, at least, is I think that's the number one done deal of what's going to happen this summer. I think that he is definitely going to play for Montreal. He's definitely
or Seattle, they're saying.
Yeah, he's going to. I see with his former agent, what's his name? Kent Harris or something? Something Harris. I'm getting it wrong. Kent Hughes, being the new GM there in Montreal. I just think that that's a natural fit. I mean, he's going to be negotiating with another agent he hired. I mean, because Letang's still with his former agency that he used to run. So it's kind of inside trading there, but it's nothing illegal. I just think it makes sense that he goes to Montreal. He's French Canadian.
Do I think it's a shame Gino was hurt a little bit this year, because I wish he got his 1,000th game as a Penguin, because he's probably not coming back. And you know what? If he wanted to play, the problem was they signed Carter because, you know, Hextall's a moron. I trust Hextall with my franchise about as far as I can throw that cover model on Sports Illustrated. Wow. I mean, seriously, what's Hextall? What's he done? He's brought in Friedman, who stinks. Oh, he stinks. Here's the problem with the Penguins. There's four forwards, maybe five, and one or two defensemen that play on Tampa, that play on even the Rangers, and that's it. If you don't have seven forwards or three defensemen that would play on a good team, you're not a good team. You think Brock McGinn plays on the Rangers? Where does he get a jersey on that team? Where's Pedersen, Marie? Other than Letang and Dumoulin when he's not hurt, you think Matheson's going to be? You think he starts ahead of Kevon Miller?
No. But I think he's like their third guy.
He's not better than Lindgren.
I would maybe put him up more. I think he's right.
I'd rather have Lindgren.
Matheson has grown on me, and I didn't like that move. But I think he played all right. He had unfortunate bounces off of him, but I think. Overall, you're right. The defense is not good. And to me, Marino and Pedersen are the number one and two whipping boys for me this year. They played terrible in the second half, and then Marino had pretty much a bad year all around. I think he had one goal.
He stinks.
He had one goal.
I'm glad we signed him for eternity. Look at Rune. That's the problem is we got suckered in. And then we'll move on to different series. I'm sorry. We got suckered into these finesse guys that, oh, my God, they're good behind the scenes. And, oh, we like taking pictures of them, eating their fruit salad, sitting next to Sid on the bus. I want Rooney's going to poke your goddamn eye out for a puck. We used to have the Kunitzes. We used to have the guys that do that stuff. Now everyone's supposed, hey, we like E-Rod. E-Rod doesn't do a goddamn thing. Takes a stupid penalty because he gets hit. Why not be a man, E-Rod? Brock McGinn. What Brock McGinn doesn't do anything important. Oh, and Zucker. Oh, he skates through. He hits. Zucker's like Zach Aston Reese. He hits people. No one falls down. I could do that.
Well, playoff times, you want stay home defensemen.
You know, but a guy like Rooney, you went nastier. We don't have any. The nastiest guy on our team is our $9.5 million superstar. Oh, Gino's the only guy that puts fear into someone that he's going to take your eye out. He's the only guy.
Yeah, once Boyle got hurt, they lost that element too. I think that they were just...
Even Boyle's too nice for being 6'6", 230.
I think overall what you're saying is right. I think they were four or five players away from being a really competitive hockey team, and that's why I'm not that disappointed. I didn't see the roster being a roster that would win going into the season or the playoffs. There were some exciting points in the season, and when we went up 3-1, I really believed they could beat the Rangers, but I never really believed in a second-round win or a third-round win just because of that. They're not deep enough. They just don't have the depth.
I agree.
I like Raquel, and Raquel got knocked out too. But, Raquel, I think you take the top line, which played great. Raquel and Gino, that's it. Everybody else is, like, below the line. I like Sweaty Teddy, but you can throw a dead cat in Ontario and get Teddy Bluger.
Yes, face-off percentage.
You know what I mean? In Alberta. You know, it's like there's guys that come around. It's like if I hear one more goddamn thing, what did Brandon Tanev ever win? How's Brandon Tanev going to change that series? What, he'll be caught up ice again?
I have a question for you guys. What did you think about the Trouba hit on Sid?
I don't think it was the dirtiest thing, but when you start the game hitting Snake in the head with a flying elbow, Dusty Rhodes style, and you've knocked out McKinnon, when it's your fourth bad elbow in 3 months, but I don't think it wasn't the dirtiest play in the world.
I thought it was a two-minute penalty. And so, like, that's the worst when they don't call it anything at all.
They didn't call anything, did they?
Yeah, and then people get mad because they think – I don't think it's a suspension, and I don't think it was worthy of a five-minute. But it was elbowing, and I just think that the whiplash came from the awkwardness of it. It just looked like an awkward play. And, yeah, of course he finished high, but if it's flipped around and we have Jacob Trouba and he's hitting the other team's best player, I wouldn't mind.
You'd be fine with it.
Yeah, you go ahead and finish high there a little bit sometimes because I don't think it was a head shot. He was just finishing a little high, and the one angle I saw, there wasn't much. The head whipped back, and then the elbow came in. I think the initial whip back was from the jolt of the collision.
And they didn't have, I'll say it again for the billionth time, they didn't have Nick Delorier
to make him pay
to go out there and crack his stick over his head.
That's what I was getting at.
You know why? Because then they're looking to do it in game seven. Oh, he's back. Hit him again.
Yeah.
You take a guy like Trouba who... You know, he got a lot tougher when he got Reeves on that team.
Yep.
All of a sudden, he's a lot tougher. You take him and you take him to the woodshed, or you get someone, even a Rutu. How about a nice big 5-minute board? Goodbye. You know, then you're in the quiet room for a week and a half.
Right. Back in the day.
You know, they didn't make them pay it.
Back in the day, you would have had to pay for that.
Absolutely. And they would have made him pay 5 years ago, they would have made him pay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right. Dan Blasman would have made him pay.
Yep.
It's only knock against Sullivan.
I just don't think, like, especially when it's a guy like Trouba, who's kind of a star, unless somebody's going to run out and take that hit for him, like, I don't think you're going to scare a guy like that away from hitting people.
It's been done before, though. He wasn't that physical before he got
Well, they weren't Reeves. Good. It's hard for a defenseman to step up when no one else is back. Again, maybe I'm just a Trouba guy because I've always been a Trouba guy, but I like the way he plays.
I like Trouba. I'm saying that's how I would deal with it. Hey, yeah. I hated Wayne Simmons, but I'd still love to have him on my team. I mean, it's a level of respect. You got to make a guy pay.
Exactly.
For doing that.
That's what I thought. I like Trouba too, but yes.
You can't think it's free reign, but then he's going to hit Geno next. We're going to let him everybody? You got to send someone out there to break a stick over his head.
You got to be team tough too and put your hands up when that guy comes in. I remember do the classic Gonchar. You're going to hit me high, I'm going to elbow you in the face too. Like, if he's coming in high, end high with him as well. And you're right, the Penguins did get pushed around because they don't have much of that mentality. But I really think that the reason they lost was mostly skill. I mean, even with Sid, I just think that they were outskilled.
Well, they let the power – the first line dominated them until Sid got hurt. Sid gets hurt, and then Panarin and Zibanejad all woke up. The Rangers are a very good team. This is not a
no. That's what I'm saying. And I said to the phrase before. I think that Toronto,
I picked them to win.
Toronto and Pittsburgh. So did I. I think Toronto and Pittsburgh shouldn't be disappointed in these endings.
I agree, Andy.
And same with Dallas.
I agree.
I know I'm missing one of them, Boston. But I think that especially those three, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Toronto, all played well enough to win. And I don't think it's. I think the fans are overreacting. In Pittsburgh, the reaction now is we might not have the big three ever again. So I get the reaction in Pittsburgh a little bit.
I've been waiting to get rid of the tank for 5 years.
You're right about Toronto. They've played so poorly in the first round in the recent years, but I don't think they should hang their heads too high, low this year.
I thought they played pretty well. Matthews, 9 points.
Yeah.
Marner had 8 points. I think Tavares had 6 points. Morgan Rielly had 6 points.
And they could have won that series.
Campbell played great. The defense was good. They just lost to the two-time champs, who might be a three-time champ. So, I mean, you can't really...
Here's Toronto's...
They did play well.
Here's Toronto's problem. Okay, they lost in game... They lost the last 3 games.
Yeah, just like the Pens.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, they won game 5. They won game 5 because Austin Matthews made a big shot at the end.
That's right. It was never 3-1. Yeah. You're right.
But, okay, they went... Okay, point. That's why Tampa Bay's tough. Point wins in overtime. He's a gamer. But then game 7, you know, game 7 is what makes – who showed up in game 7 for the Oilers? Well, Connor McDavid sure as hell did.
Yeah, he did.
You know who didn't show up for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Austin Matthews.
AM.
I love Austin Matthews.
He had an unbelievable year.
But Nick Paul had 2 goals.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Nick? Nick Paul got thrown out by the Ottawa Senators.
He's been great. He's been great this postseason too. I mean,
But that's a good point.
What a pickup.
AM, who's had the best year.
60 imaginable. Goals. You need one more.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And good for him that Tavares actually got a pulse the last 3 games of that series.
He did. Johnny T did play well.
He played good, man. Yeah. And when he got that goal waved off, I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt really bad for him. Even though that was classic interference, I felt bad for him. Yeah. But, you know, they finally got the D they needed. They had that Labushkin guy throwing his weight around. Muzzin actually played. He wasn't hurt. You know, I think they need a better coach. I really do.
MLSC hasn't said anything, but Shanahan said that he's keeping Dubas, and Dubas is definitely keeping Keefe. So I think it would take firing up the bracket there for anything to change. So I think that they probably won't. Most people are kind of hinting at in Toronto that they're going to keep because of what we just said. The past 2 seasons they assembled good teams. They really blew it against the Canadiens last year. They're up 4-1 or whatever it is. Whatever. So I just think that what you said, Joe, they still have a good team. I think Nylander will probably move to give them breathing room to sign some of these guys that are RFAs. I think they have 4 RFAs they want to keep, like Casa.
They didn't do what I said they should have done 5 years ago or whenever, 3 years ago. They never got Hornquist. Hornquist scored a huge goal for the Florida Panthers. They never got a guy to play in the top 6 that is going to show those guys how to win and is a winner. That has two Stanley Cup rings. They still don't. The guys they brought in as leaders never won. I take that back. Clifford's won.
Yeah.
But he's a fourth line guy who scratched half the time. You know, Simmons never won anything, and Spezza has to be he should teach a class at the Learning Annex how to give clean out your locker day speeches, because he's done it every year. You know, you know, it's like they don't have a guy. Bunning's the size, you know. Boo's tougher than Bunning, and Bunning, he's fine for diving. He's fine. You know how many times he tries to dive? You can't dive in the playoffs. You got to fight through that. So, you know, you can't. Yeah. They need a guy to play with those. They need a guy to play with Marner and Matthews that gets to the front of the net. Just like, of all the people, Shanahan should know that, because that's exactly what Yzerman needed.
Yep, that's right.
And that's what he was. Yep. And that's what Horny would have done. You know what? And Horny gets in the stew. They have no one to get in the stew other than Clifford, who gets thrown out for two games or whatever game, or Simmons, who's, you know, you can't.
Not the Simmons of old.
Yeah. You need a guy that gets in the stew from the opening faceoff the whole game. He's playing every third shift. They don't have that guy.
Yeah. They're still missing that. You're right.
Well, they also protected. They lost, you know, a good player, and it was McCann that ended up going off their team. They brought in to protect Kerfoot.
Hyman's not that guy.
They protected Hall. They protect, and that guy stunk. He was their worst defenseman all series, and that interference play was him. And you know why he got called? Because he extended his arms. If you're going to run a pick in the offensive zone as a hockey player, you can't dip your shoulder or push your arms out. They're going to call it when you do that.
Now,
you can get in front of somebody. Right, take away their ice a little bit, and it's still kind of interference. But they don't call it. He checked them, and then he gave away the puck three times, two resulting in goals.
He was
terrible.
And then they're going to play Sandin. They're going to play them the other guy. They need a whole change. But they still were. You know, they lose an overtime in Game 6 to Braden Point, an absolute stud killer, the Rusty Razor of
He's
Tampa.
He's the guy, man. Wow.
He's the guy. But in Game 7. None of those guys showed up. You let Nick Paul eat your lunch. And I don't know. I mean, Campbell, he played okay. Campbell didn't pay I wouldn't give him 6 years, $6 million for that.
I don't know. I think he matched Vasilevsky pretty well.
I think Vasilevsky had a down series, but boy, when he woke up, it was done.
Yeah.
Well, goaltenders in general, more goals are going in across the board. Look how many 100-point players there were this year. I mean, or guys that got at least 90.
And Vasilevsky's playing well now in the first game of that last night.
He played well. I think Bobo looked a little shaky, but doesn't that what Bobo does? The Boston Bruins losing six. It looks like Patty Bergeron is. It looks like he might be done.
Wow.
What do you do then, Frazier? You trade the rat?
Boy, I hate to trade the rat from Boston.
I'm just saying, is it a total rebuild then?
I don't know, man. He's such a fit in Boston. A lot of people love to have him, though. He's the guy you were just describing.
How about another guy? Here's a guy that, you know, Toronto, whatever, something, you know, the Kyle Dubas. We don't got him. How about Max Domi? No one's been thrown out of more organizations than Max Domi. He gets two big goals from the fourth line on Carolina.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to win these games. You need guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Carolina going forward. I originally in my bracket picked the Rangers in the conference finals, but I like Carolina more.
You like them over the Rangers?
Yeah, not that we're at that point yet that we're picking, but I'm just saying I really do like Carolina. And the number one thing is the home team won every single game of that Carolina-Boston series. And I think that was more a part of Jordan Staal being so great at home and getting the matchups against the perfection line. And then they had to split up the perfection line. Jordan Staal's defensive game and him being the captain, a guy that won early in his career, has seen everything, has been on good teams, bad teams, rebuilding teams. I really like the way they're made up, and they play structured hockey. And I just think it's going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out. Whoever beats them is going to beat them in seven if they get beat.
I think Charlie McAvoy getting COVID and missing a game, I think that really hurt the Boston Bruins. And I think playing Allmark, I think that was just a mistake. I think, and it may cost Bruce Cassidy his job. So I guess they're looking at Cassidy like he's not a done conclusion coming back, which I think is ridiculous. But I don't know why he played Allmark.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I think we talked about this last week, I think. There's no big moments in Buffalo. Like, it's not like you're getting a veteran guy. What's the veteran guy? He was good on, you know, whatever, bobblehead night. I mean, I would have went with Swayman.
Swayman I would have too.
Swayman played pretty good, and you know, even Charlie Coyle, the much maligned Charlie Coyle, played pretty good. DeBrusk, where would they have been without DeBrusk? I think Boston's gonna be kicking themselves because I think they.
Now, do you think that's a garage sale for next year?
I think if Bergeron goes, what's the point of keeping it? I mean, they're going to keep Pasta. I guess Rat. I mean, is Rat the captain, or do you?
Boy, really, I'd take the Rat in a minute.
There's
right?
some amazing UFAs. Some of them are centers. I mean, it's hard to think of if Calgary goes on a good run here that they wouldn't give Johnny Hockey whatever he asks for. But I would imagine that, you know, with the Rangers having all the skill they need and a lot of teams just being already at the cap, if you're Boston, you're going to take a big shot, whether it's John Klingberg or one of these big UFAs, you're probably going to take a big shot
at. But they just signed Lindholm, though. They don't need a defense. They got Charlie Mack, they got Lindholm, they got Carlo. I think the interesting guy in all this is Vinny Trocheck. I think he fills in for Gino. I think he fills in for Bergeron. At the very least, he's the Krejci that they've missed.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of teams. I think when Kadri goes.
Yeah, Kadri's going somewhere.
I think then he goes to, he's a Colorado Avalanche guy. He's a Pittsburgh guy, so I hope he'd rather just crap on a contract than sign one in Philly. But they need a second line center or I think Trocheck's going to get paid.
Yeah, I could see that.
Any center is going to get paid because everybody needs them.
Yeah.
The Washington Capitals really, really, really scared the Florida Panthers.
They did. I picked them, and they did play.
I thought you were going to be right for a minute there. Yeah. And you talk about veteran leadership. First of all, is there any bigger game player than TJ Oshie?
He was awesome. He's awesome.
Did anyone show up in bigger games more than?
Wow.
And Ovi really played his ass off.
He always
physicality,
does.
The scoring, you know. Yeah,
does.
He looked as upset at the end of the season as he's ever looked, like going back to like 2009 and stuff. Like, he was completely deflated. I think he really felt it this year.
Well, and Kuzi had a good year, and now it's in the news. Backstrom's hip so bad, he may be done.
Wow. You know, I got to say, we all know that he's a great goal scorer, but man, he's so tough when he hurt his shoulder. Wasn't he? When he hit the boards hard, man. I thought he was going to miss the rest of the series.
And he came back. He was still physical.
Yeah, he still played physical and ran into people. And
Mantha played pretty good. They were let down by their bottom six.
Yeah,
they had no depth.
That's it.
And I think losing Hagelin kind of hurt them.
But you're right about Oshie.
He is good,
man. One of the best.
And no wonder why Seattle won. No wonder why they were going to give him to Seattle.
Oh, no, man.
You know, that's the East. We'll do the predictions later, or I guess one game in. But back to the West. Who had the Blues? Did you have the Bluesers? You had the Bluesers, right?
I picked the Blues.
Yeah, I had Minnesota. Boy, was I wrong. Flower had no magic dust at all on him.
He didn't.
Yeah. And Binnington. How about Binnington last night?
Jesus. Last night he was fantastic. 50, how many saves? 51 13 saves.
13 in overtime.
Yeah, 51.
Yeah, that game was pretty ridiculous that they were in it for as long as they were. But yeah, I can't believe Minnesota got nothing from anybody besides their top guys. Nobody pitched him. They didn't get anything from the bottom six.
Had a great year, but yeah, some of those guys didn't show up in the playoffs.
Even Edmonton, Cody Ceci scores a goal. You know what I mean? You can't leave it all down to coming off the stick of your star players. I mean, any team that does that, I just don't. You know, I can't believe it until I see it more of them. I was really a Wild fan this year. I really was kind of pulling for them.
I was too, yeah.
And that's why I picked them, because I knew St. Louis was a little bit better, but I was just rooting Minnesota, I think.
I got taken for Flower. I thought Flower was going to steal a couple games, and he obviously didn't.
He did not play, and
nobody scored but Kirill for Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody did.
Yeah,
nobody. And Dumba played with a punctured lug, a broken rib, and a dislocated rib.
Wow. And you know, St. Louis, man. I mean, O'Reilly.
You know what comes through is they're winners, Stanley Cup champs.
Yeah, they are.
Perron, I can't stand the guy. Man, but he's a big game. He's a big game player.
Yeah.
And Vlad, the hat trick.
Yep.
Aren't they glad that he didn't go to Seattle?
Yeah.
You know, and Kyrie, even Kyrie last night, they're just a much better, they're a better team than Minnesota. I don't know. I thought maybe Huso would cough up. Hey, 21 gun salute Craig Berube. He just said, get out of here, Huso. He put in Binnington and never looked back.
Yep. That was a
it's coaching.
Good move.
Yeah, and again, they remind me of Carolina. They're a systematic team that's hard to play against. So again, like I don't know that they're going to win the cup, but they're going to be a hard, someone's going to have to beat them in seven. And I think they will bounce back and win it, you know, this next game and then split. And then split again. I think the series was destined to be at least a 2-2 series.
Kind of an awesome series, yeah. Isn't it?
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun series.
I hope. Because I really enjoy, you know, I'm going to make fun of the Blues, but I like a lot of guys on that team, and I really like the way they play. Maybe they get Krug back, they get a little more speed going, but I don't know. Man.
That's a great matchup, though, them and the Avs.
If you gave the Avs, like, the heavy skates... You got to slow the Avs down about 5%.
They were like a freight train.
They were just skating around in circles.
Yeah. Here's the other reason why I think it's got to be a great series. If it isn't, if this is over in eight or nine, or four or five games, that'll mean that the Avalanche have only played nine games. They're going to be so fresh. Like the way those old Detroit teams just sweep people and move on. I really think that if they end this early, they're going to be so fresh and come out of it without injuries. I don't see anybody beating them. They just look like Nashville played pretty good, and they got swept.
Well, Nashville, I mean, they stuck Kemper in the eye, and they still couldn't beat him.
Yeah,
they couldn't beat Francouz. I said in my column, I go, they should have tried sticking Makar in the eye. Wow. How good is Kemper? We say it every week, but oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
And he took a hit last night. That Russian guy, well, that guy's from James Bond. You see how big that guy is?
He's huge.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy that big. He looked like Francois Leroux. He's wearing like 70 to some crazy football number. Yeah, how big that guy? He looked big. When you look huge compared to like Bortuzzo, when you look big on the Blues.
Yeah, because they're big.
They're big guys. Yeah. I mean, I do think they're not going to come out unscathed. And I don't even think anything nefarious from Berube. I just think St. Louis hits people. Like they're gonna, even if they win in five, there'll be bumps and bruises. But I don't see how Colorado, unless Kemper implodes, but even Francouz was okay, Colorado's just so much better than them. And St. Louis is good.
Yeah. How about picking up Josh Manson at the trade deadline?
No, I know.
Big goal last night.
That paid off.
Hard low shots with traffic in these playoffs are the goals that are going in, and especially in overtime.
Except on Shesterkin, because he plays them very well.
Yeah, Shesterkin. Well,
that was a nice screen. He could, you know. Yeah. Bennington had a great game, but he couldn't see that one.
No,
he had an incredible game. You know, I just think, you know, we've always, you know, I said Nikushkin, they just have better. Colorado's just really good.
They are good.
They're just really good.
Remember last year, though, they started out 6-0 in the playoffs. And lost to Vegas, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen this year.
I don't think that in the West anyone's nearly strong. And I think in the East, a couple of these teams, especially if they beat each other and get some momentum going. But I think in the West, I don't think that they're going to.
Calgary-Dallas, the Calgary organization, they got rattled. But, you know, I Dallas could have won that.
Oh my gosh!
That was the one pick that I was like, you know, well, I St. Louis, and then and St. Louis was the one I'm like, I shouldn't have fell for Flower, but Dallas, I kind of just was like, yeah, I just kind of like Dallas because Pavelski, another winner.
Tap of the stick to Ottinger, what a great
incredible Patrick Wallach. I said if you could give the Conn Smythe to a losing goaltender in round one, you give it to Ottinger.
Did you see the Calgary players during the handshake?
Yeah.
They all were giving him props.
Well, I mean, he shots were 67-28 in that final game. Shot attempts were 125-58.
Wow.
Calgary was all over, especially in that final game, Dallas. And I feel like Ottinger was the thing that made that series go longer and made Calgary work harder. And I think Calgary surviving that hot goalie is going to give them a lot of momentum. And I just think Calgary is a better team. Than a lot of people give them credit for. I think they're definitely number two in the West, and they just showed it. Again, it was a hot goalie, not a lot of you know goals early on from Johnny Hockey, but your star player got the sealing goal. I think that's a huge momentum swing. I think that he'll play better. Got Matt Kachuk going to the races. I feel good with them going to the races against Edmonton. I really do.
Here's the two big goals Johnny Hockey had. He had the penalty shot in game four when they were winning 2-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
To seal the deal, and he got the overtime game winner. That's what big time guys do. That's what superstars do.
And he looked good. He was out there moving and grooving.
He really was. And I thought Luch had a nice series. Yeah, I would like to see some of the other guys score more, like a Dubé or imagine a Pani and those guys. But they held the fort. They're gonna be. Hey, it's hard to see some guy face 90 shots and you face 25. But Markstrom had a good series too.
He did.
And Markstrom's a very good goaltender, and he made, because Dallas, that's not playing the wheeling nailers. Dallas got some talent on that team.
Well, they do.
And he stopped some grade A shots when he had to. I thought they lost in overtime in that one. I think it was it Sagan that had a chance? It rolled out kind
of right in front of the net.
Oh, I thought that was in.
The pass that came across, it was like a tip in. Dallas could have easily won that series, but it would have totally been the Otter. Is that his nickname yet? It's got to be.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He was maybe the best goalie in the first round, right?
I agree.
Oh, yeah, I think it has to be that way. I mean, there's some good ones. And I'll tell you what it does. It helps out those pining for Holtby somewhere, because Holtby's not staying there. Because he has no shot at being number one goaltender now. You ride this kid for 5 years.
Yeah, he could be close to being
done. If he'd done that, if Campbell would have done that, I'd be like, oh, okay. To me, Campbell didn't change anything. Then he had a good beginning of the half of the season, and then.
Goalies are like coaches and quarterbacks, though. It's like, but who's better that we can get now? I think if you're the Leafs, who's better that they can get right now? I'm not sure.
I don't know. The home parish, L.A. Kings, they were up 3-2, and they lost the final two games, including its Mike Smith with a shutout in game 7.
Well, yeah.
And CC with the early goal, and then Jesus just, turning wine into water,
He showed up.
That goal was ridiculous.
He showed up. And Quickie played very well in that series.
Oh, he deserved, I hate to say he deserved a better fate, but he played very, very well.
Yeah.
And it came down that Doughty would play if they made it to the Western Conference Finals. That'd have been fun. Arvidsson never did play.
Arvidsson and Doughty being out, those are two big guys.
Yeah, I thought they played, they lost in overtime. They lost 2-0 in game 7. I thought that was a nice. When one of the goals is scored by Jesus, I can't. His goal was. Who's stopping that?
They also stopped.
Ken Dryden's not stopping that.
They also stopped playing for a second, and they kind of let him have the puck there. He had the puck for so long, he knew he was going to score, right? Like, he had to make the amazing shot still, but it was just like, oh my God, he has the puck for a full second alone to get it on that wicked backhand.
He is incredible.
Just rip it
he
back.
Was like playing with the puck like he was like the morning skate screwing around.
He is incredible. I think the Kings had a nice year though, didn't they?
They had a great year.
Surprised everybody.
Mikey Anderson looking great. Dursey.
For the future, that Dursey kid's great.
Oh my God, where'd he come from? Yeah, and some of the young guys played pretty well. You got Kempe playing. We're going to miss Dusty. But you got Kempe.
Kempe's looking good.
Kempe is playing great. They're going to have Arvidsson back. The young kids played pretty good. Vilardi had a decent year. Grundstrom, very good. And they're going to get Doughty back.
Your 1-2 is still Deneau and Kopitar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good 1-2 center punch.
Kopi still looks good out there, doesn't he?
He does. I wish he would have done a little bit more.
Didn't get as many goals as I hoped in that series.
I think
but he skates well.
I was on the road a lot, so a lot of the games didn't have the sound on that game, and you're trying to watch. And was Deneau the Jesus matchup, or was it Kopitar most of the time? I'm ignorant. I don't really.
It was Kopitar most of the time. Yeah. But then when the Oilers started to slide things around with lines, because they'll split up McDavid and Draisaitl, then it started to get messed up.
Okay, because
but who can hang with him anyway?
No one. But that's why Kopitar's not going to the Hall of Fame, because he, beat the Columbus Blue Jackets every game either.
He
ate Jonathan Toews
a few times. No, he's a great player. He's a great player.
One is the best, one is the best right now, and one is an aging Hall of Famer. But Yeah, I think the Kings are way ahead of a lot of teams. So let's go to the predictions, and we'll do some other news and notes and fill out the awards. I'll do my pro hockey news. I had Florida winning over Tampa Bay just because I said all along, I just think a three-peat is tough. If anyone can do it, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I love seeing Kucherov run over, Giroux. And I hate Giroux, so I'm not rooting for the Panthers. But I did pick him. I hate to be wishy-washy, so I think they'll come back. I don't know. Maybe Knight will be in net by game three, but I don't know. I have Florida. I had Florida in seven. It's gonna probably take 15. But I don't know.
Yeah, I got Tampa in seven. Even though Braden Point's very much in question, how hurt he is, if he's coming back, and Kucherov is at about 65-70%, they're saying. So there are some injury worries, but even with those, they're rolling now. They were really tested by probably the third best team in the conference. Now they're playing the second best team in the conference. You know, I know stats-wise they were first, but I just think that, you know, game one, I picked them in seven before game one. Game one showed that the Lightning sit back and wait for your mistakes. They don't make many mistakes because they don't force much. They wait for your mistakes, and they let their talent just completely eat you alive for those mistakes, whether it's going to the power play or just 5-on-5. And another thing is Florida is 0 for the playoffs. They didn't score one goal in the series they won.
And if you don't score against Vecek, Vanecek, and the other guy they had, what am I thinking?
Samsonov,
and the best defenseman, you know, being Orlov. You're not gonna beat Vasilevsky with Hedman and Cernak coming out first over the boards.
No,
but I do think McDonough.
Yeah.
You know, but
I do think Barkov and Huberto and those guys will score enough goals to win in a couple games in this series. That's what I'm banking.
Well, they're going to win a couple.
I'm banking on them scoring, having a few games where they take over.
How many big draws can Claude Giroux lose? He almost lost the first series because of that. I mean, Tampa Bay's power play going 3-for-3 is not a good sign.
Especially when you haven't scored a power play goal in two
weeks.
They're
0-for-21.
They're following. I mean, Cooper can figure this out on his own. Cooper's the best coach in hockey. Washington just sat back and they won two games with no third or fourth lines. Look, I mean, the third and fourth line is for Tampa Bay. You know, is the Hagels of the world. Yeah. So it's who scored. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You know, they're gonna sit back. They're gonna wait. And you know, this in your picks, sir.
Well, Point being out does hurt, but I'm sticking with the champs.
There you go.
In seven.
And the other series, I wanted to be butthurt, and I wanted to be, I think Shesterkin found his game. I think just enough stupid power plays with Panarin and Kreider and Zibanejad. I just like New York's defense. And I like their bottom guys. I just think New York is. I think New York has more high end skill. Sorry, Svechnik, Koff, and Aho. I'm just taking New York. I'm just taking New York. I mean, for no other reason than they knocked out Sid. Whatever they overcame their number one goaltender losing to Louis Domingue, and they won.
I'm butthurt about it. I don't want to root for them. And I also think the Canes are a really structured team. And I did have the Rangers going to the conference finals, but I'm going to pick the Canes just, again, from that structure and the fact I don't think they're going to give up much off the fly, which is where the Rangers live and die. And I think that they're just a better defensive team, Canes in six.
I'm going Rangers in seven.
All right. We move out west. We have the Colorado Avalanche versus the Bluesers. In my pro hockey news, which came out before the series, I definitely picked Colorado. I think I did in six. I may have in five. I definitely didn't give it seven. You watched last night. If they put ankle weights on all the Colorado Avalanche, maybe they have a chance. But I mean, how many times can Makar?
Sorry.
And how many times can McKinnon do the Jaromir Jagr? How many times can he do the Gino Machino around and around and around? I mean, he just skated circles around him.
Yeah. I really wanted to pick Colorado in five because I think they are that much better, but I'm going to pick them in six because, again, the battle-tested champions that are on St. Louis I don't think are going to go away that easy, and I think we do have a game where Vlad goes just completely psycho and wins, and they probably win another close one in OT or something. But I think this will take about six. I also think that the Avalanche are bound to have a bad game every once in a while. I mean, they haven't had one yet.
No, I will say this before we get to the captain. Can Binnington play any better, though?
Wow. Played great.
No.
Okay.
He can't.
Well, you know what? I'm just saying. Well, I mean, you know, they...
No.
And that's why I'm going to pick St. Louis.
Whoa.
I'm sticking with them. You know, Joe's right. They did skate circles around him. But St. Louis is tough. They're tough guys, and they've won before. I got to go with some long shot.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's always the same.
No,
I'm picking St. Louis.
Yeah.
In seven.
You see, it feels like St. Louis has my hidden vig. I'm giving to the Rangers, the old hidden vig. I'm giving that to the Rangers. I think they got something going. Out west, are they the final one? I don't know if this is not an upset because I'm just taking Calgary just because I think Mike Smith is going to beat Markstrom in a series. I don't think so, and I think Sutter has more weapons at his disposal to kind of slow down. And I do mean weapons. Yeah. He'll stick you. He'll do whatever it takes. I just think they have a few more things up their sleeve, even if it's not Kopitar and Deneau, to shut down. And Leon is like 50. He's Leon's banged up, and that does not help them at all.
No.
No. I'm going to pick Calgary in six. An interesting thing I saw today, I already liked Calgary, but the Athletic interviewed 12 anonymous GMs and head coaches in the league and who they thought they'd win. Calgary went 12-0 in the predictions. So the people who know hockey, and once I saw that, I cemented my pick. And I think it's kind of obvious. Like it's such a structured team to have two superstars try and beat a team like that. I just don't see Daryl Sutter letting it happen.
Especially with Johnny Hockey, just... You know, if he disappeared and they won 1-0 every game, it's like, oh, it's a battle. Well, you know, if Edmonton gets two and a half power plays, they score once, 1-0, whatever. You need Grant Fuhr to be your goaltender then. I mean, I don't know how Mike Smith. He did okay. But those numbers, I don't know. 11-1 would have been better. It's like the Penguins were 7-0 when road game sevens. As soon as you set to 7-0, like, that was a bad sign. When the zeros... Zero's always got to go.
I don't think they've lost in a game seven in my lifetime.
Well, are you an illusion because they lost the other night?
No. Until then, I don't think they lost on the road in a game seven because it used to be they didn't win game sevens at all, and then they started winning them on the road. They didn't get one at home until Cooney scored that one.
Right. A couple other news and notes. DeBoer out in Vegas.
Yeah. What do you think?
Hey, I don't know. It took him a week and a half to figure out he stunk.
Yeah.
you run the Vezina guy out of town, and then the guy, you know, is as stable as, you know, is an egg yolk on a plate breakfast. You mess with his brain. You know, and you can't say he didn't have all the weapons. Any player they want, they get. And he still didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think it's time for him to go.
Well, McPhee's the president, right? And McKerman is the GM. How are they all still there? It's all of their faults. Because if you're going to – you brought in – first of all, you got rid of a good coach, and you brought in a coach that's not as good. You got rid of a good goalie, brought in one not as good. Like everything they did was wrong. And, again, I think the best thing they did was the Jack Eichel thing. But it still didn't propel them into the playoffs, and they were in playoff position when they got him. So everything management's done in the past two years since the cup run has turned to absolute crap.
They didn't need Jack Eichel. They need someone better than Chandler Stephenson.
And a little bit.
They could have used Vinny Trocheck.
They had as disappointing.
You know,
they
could have used Paul. They could have used Stastny back. You know, I mean, they could have used, you know, whatever, the hero of Pittsburgh who's never won a damn thing. They could have used McCann.
Better goaltending.
You know? It's like, I mean, there's a lot of guys between Jack Eichel and Chandler Stephenson.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have had half your team sitting in Brisbane, Arizona, waiting to get across the border because they're on whatever, long-term IR / buried in the minors / we can only put 14 guys on the ice because we're in that cap hell. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was totally screwed up.
Yeah. No, I think, but again, how do you keep the GM and how do you keep the team president if it's screwed to that capacity?
Here's the thing. They're done for a long time now because this was their year. This was the year to do it because everyone's down in the, everyone's back. Everyone's coming back up in the West now.
Yeah, the West is getting better. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're going down.
And to have the kind of cap restraints they have in a year like this year where there's literally like 30 good unrestricted free agents, they're not, they can't be in any of them. They're at the cap.
Here's the best is they're going to bring in Barry Trotz. So
they probably are, yeah.
Right? The great winner and team guy, that's going to really make Jack Eichel happy. I don't care how many strip clubs and how many sushi bars are in Vegas. How many people are going to come flying to play for Barry Trotz now? Usually Trotz is inflicted on teams. No one ever goes to play for Barry Trotz.
So I feel like he's going to Philly. I feel like he's
going to put a damper on the town of Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, who's going to be like, oh, I can't wait to sign my free agent offer to come to play for Barry Trotz back check in October against the Columbus Blue Jackets. No one's signing up for that. They're going down.
Yeah, I could see that.
They are. They're in for a hard, long fall.
I could see that.
Then we'll see how exciting that pregame show is out there. who wants to see the night battle the horse in November when you're 0-5-9?
Trouble in the castle.
Lane Lambeer taking over for Barry Trotz. Didn't see that one coming.
No, but he was rumored to be Detroit's guy. That's the guy that was Yzerman's guy that Yzerman was looking at.
And
one of his buddies. Yeah, he was his roommate back in the day. And so he was rumored to be talking to Detroit, or not be talking. Detroit wanted to talk to him when they could. And I think that before they got that opportunity, they went ahead and promoted him when they realized they had a head coach in-house there already.
What do you think happens in Detroit?
Now I think that everyone's back on the table, and I think that I think Trotz has his choice. Where do you want to coach? I think every organization would say, okay, you can come here. Everybody that's open right now would bring in Barry Trotz, I think. So I think Philly, Detroit, somebody we just mentioned are all in the mix. Who am I forgetting?
I think Trotz is I think 30% Detroit.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We're missing another name that's out there that I think Detroit has a decent chance for. I'm missing somebody. Well, look at the big names out there now. Oh, you know who's going to come back? You know who's going to come back?
Torts?
I wouldn't want Torts if I was Detroit. I would take Torts if I was I think Torts might show up in Philly. Torts might show up in Philly.
Yeah.
They like that crap. Coach Q is going to make a return.
Oh, Coach Q, you think? Yeah.
Do you think that Brunette has stayed the interim head coach because they plan on doing something else? Because it is odd that he's still just the interim head coach there. He ended up keeping them on pace to win the President's Trophy.
But you don't rip the interim tag before the season is over. You always wait. And then you hear the interviews, and then you rip it off him. You don't. What if they get swept 4-0, and you know there's a mutiny in game 4? You got to wait until it's been over a week after the season. The interviews come out, and then everyone looks ahead. Everyone likes him. Barkov's on board. Ekblad's on board. Everyone's on board. Let's move ahead. You wait until the season plays out. You don't just immediately. Hey, we won a first round series. Like you got to wait.
Also, could it be? Did Q just serve an unofficial suspension? Would Florida actually bring him back?
I don't think Q is done. And the other one, he's not coming back to Detroit. I don't think Babcock is done.
You think he'll be back, really?
I think Babcock will be back.
Talk about players not wanting to play there. The stories that ended up coming out, there's guys that absolutely hate him in this league. And they didn't even play for him. They hate him because of what he did to their buddy.
Yeah, he's not well.
Well,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Everyone hates Scotty Bowman except the day of the parade.
Well, that's true.
That's true, but Scotty had a few more. You know what I mean? I don't think Babs is a great coach, but I don't think he enters the,
Do you think if Lou Lamoriello, I guess it's too late now, but I was almost thinking Babs would go to the Islanders. I don't know. I think there's a 30-40% chance Babcock comes back at some point, and I think there's an 80% chance that Coach Q's coming back. I don't want to legislate this all again, but you can't. You know, there it's a game five of the Stanley Cup Finals. You get this news and you shut it down and throw your organization into a spin 2 days before a game seven. You know, I mean, and you're gonna hold that against the guy 2 decades later.
Again, it's not.
You know what I mean?
It's not what he said. It's not how he said. It's how he said it, and not what he said. Like, obviously, the coach is gonna say, "I'm only caring about hockey," but it was just the comment that killed him. That's just the way he said it.
I agree, but you know, a lot of people want to win hockey games.
We take
Coach Q. You don't think if Cam Neely picks up the phone, says, "Hey, you want to come to Boston?" You think Cam Neely's worried about what happened in Chicago 20 years ago?
He's not worried about it, but I think the league, and again, this is where it comes back to a blacklisting thing possibly. The league wants this all to go away. You hire Q, whatever her face is writing 9 different articles that, like, they're going to have to.
She's too busy worried about the logo in Arizona.
They're going to have to, which is a great
stupid
story.
Broad.
They're going to have, I think he needs a couple more years to cool off, Q.
But I think you think he's coming back though, right?
I mean, he's such a good coach. How can you rule it out?
He is a great coach.
You know what I mean? Like, he is a great, great coach. You can't rule it out, but I think the NHL just wants it. They don't want the news stories.
Well, if not this year, I think he's coming next year. I think, okay, a full calendar year, full season away.
Or why don't you wind him in? Make him like a director of scouting first. Just get him in a building and let the articles.
Who says he's not that anyway? Who says he's not doing it anyway? Who says he's not? Who's his number one guy, assistant, whatever? Who's his good friend? Who says he's not doing that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Who says he's not the lead behind the scenes guy dissecting the Rangers for Brenda Moore? I'm just saying. You know, he's doing something. He's not skiing. You know, I mean, he's not playing. I mean, he's watching hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know how that works.
We got Mitch Marner carjacked.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I guess they didn't recognize him.
They did not.
They got the Range Rover.
They sold the Range Rover. They didn't steal anything. They didn't have any hardware with them. That's a cheap shot. Sorry, Mitch. All right. We'll do the awards. Finally get the music going. Oh, we did have a... We got to get it going. Wah, wah, wah. The Linda Cohn has to go to Louis Domingue for game 6.
Oh. He was fighting the puck like he was in a fist fight the whole time. The whole series. And again, I love Louis. He played as well as a third stringer could.
Yeah.
King Louis. But man, it really looked like he was trying to punch the puck out of midair.
A few times. That wasn't the first...
The whole series. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was like 25 saves like that where he just swatted at it.
He was stopping the puck like I would be stopping the puck.
Like just he was like, scared
like,
of it.
Like any way possible. Like he looked like me at the Hall of Fame where they throw the Nerf balls at you in the simulation. Like, what? you got to love Lou. All right. All aboard!
Any Howies?
Yeah, I thought the Calgary fans. Did you catch that? They had their shirts over their heads trying to freak out Ottinger.
Oh right,
oh, yeah.
Even my wife laughed at that.
She's that was funny. Funny.
Yeah, there was something else too. I did miss it. Korea, you got to give it to Hansen. Getting the stick in the eye, coming back with the OT winner.
Yeah.
What was Shen's case too? He's like he didn't get like a 2 inch. I mean, he went nuts.
He went crazy.
It was a stick in the face. Yeah.
I feel like,
yeah. I mean, what I don't know
he, what was he complaining?
Do you feel like they don't give out coaching bench minors and double minors for arguing with the referee anymore? I remember when Sid came in, there was one every other game. And I feel like I can't remember the last time I saw a coach get a 2 or a player get a trip and then add a 2 for arguing.
I've seen maybe one this year. I've only seen like one in coach this year. Well, someone got did Sully get tossed? Someone got tossed this year.
You're right. Sully got tossed this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But did they even give him the 2 or did you just tell him to leave?
I don't know. I did see a player get the 2 for arguing.
You think Shen
Chu? I think Doughty did. Was it Doughty Frage? I don't remember.
I haven't, because I said, I just haven't seen it like we used to.
But you think Shen should have gotten something for that?
I think if it wasn't a playoff game, I think he would have.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then smashing up the, I mean,
clearly a stick in the face, like you said. I mean, come on.
There's not, I mean, there was
he goes nothing. Nuts. Yeah.
There, I mean, like, there was nothing. I understand the gravity of it. You don't want it cold, but I don't. No Pro Bears. Dio giving it to Carter Verhaeghe. Two overtime game winners.
You
got to
give it to him. Yeah.
Form.
That was pretty awesome.
Skirt. Sorry, Ekblad. And your Norris nomination, or your Norris also receiving votes, but Cooch, dance. I've never seen someone get danced like that in a long time.
It wasn't just Ekblad, it was the whole team.
But that one, though, on the parry, though.
Yeah, the parry tapping?
Yeah, he went right around him.
Yeah.
I mean, he just absolutely hazed him. That's the opening shot. No fantasy. Saves! Markstrom, the skate on Pavelski. Ottinger's no stick on Hannafin.
That was awesome.
That was incredible. How did that? I can't believe that didn't go in. And then Vasilevsky on Johnny T. And then last night, I think, I mean, it was a totally.
Vasilevsky made a great save last night, too.
Yeah, he did. And then last night, I have a Jack Johnson just with the half whiff. I could have stopped that one, but it was a big save. Not that one. The Goonies. Charlie Mack on Aho, Zadorov on Glendening, and that Taropachenko, but Berube found him like in Game of Thrones. He hit Makar. Makar just bounced right back up, though.
Yeah, he did.
Makar, then he took it, he went the distance on the. I think Makar is my favorite hockey player that isn't wearing a black and gold. I think he is. After how much I talk about him every week, too, right?
I mean, I think him and McDavid are the most fun to watch. And Matthews is just the best goal scorer. It's a fun time to be a hockey fan.
And also, the Penguins-Rangers number one hockey game in the last 4 years shown on television. And you know what? It worked.
Yeah.
On TNT, it worked. They got more eyeballs to people. And Biz Nasty, Tockett, Anson, great ones. Great on television. Yeah. People thought he was worried about Gretzky's incredible.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're awesome. And McEwen, like, it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
It really made hockey better.
Yep.
I was going to say, I never remember watching the intermissions on NBC. I just didn't watch them. I didn't want to hear what Milbury had to say. I didn't listen to those guys, what they had to say in between.
But you're going to listen to Gretzky.
Keith Jones, but yeah. The great ones on, I've been one of the biggest Bissonnette fans since he knocked out Bradley 15 years ago as a Pen.
He's the Charles Barkley of...
he's great.
Tockett's great.
Yeah.
Tockett's just sitting there. Oh, you know Tockett. They're saying maybe Tockett in Dallas.
Oh. I like Chelly on TV, too.
Oh, Chelly. You know, when Messier came around, I don't like... And I love the Art Needham. Art Needham, the guy on the... He does a lot of coverage for them. Artem something or other. Yeah. He's good. I always love Linda Cohn. Bucci gets ahead of his skis sometimes, I think. I think Bucci needs to pull back, but I don't like Callahan. I think Callahan's terrible.
I never liked him or Dubinsky. They were the two Rangers of that era that I couldn't stand.
I didn't mind Callahan. He went to Tampa Bay, but I just don't think he's very good on television. Zadorov challenging Ben. I'm coming after you. Take it easy, Zadorov. I mean, you're a seventh defenseman. You're a sixth defenseman. You're after Jamie Benn.
Well, Jamie Benn played like a fourth line center for a lot of the series.
We have no Claudes. I've got another confession to make. The Mario. We got Jesus' goal in Game 7. That was a Lemieux.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jake's hacky sack goal in Game 7.
That was awesome.
That's pretty sick. And that's it. All right. Any other news and notes? Anything we got to talk about?
I don't think so.
Well, we're in the round two, and the playoffs are exciting, man.
I will be, where am I? I'm at some Kevin Shea debacle tonight. Thursday night I will be at Manhattan Beach with Dano on that roof. That's always a great show. It's at Hennessy's. Saturday night I'm at the Comedy Store and the Improv in Hollywood.
I might come down with you to the Dano show. You invited me last week. I couldn't make it. But I will be, I'm doing definitely on Saturday. I'm doing Jimmy and Joey again.
Oh, there you go.
All right, the guys. I will be at Laugh Factory on Thursday night.
Oh, right on.
And at the Improv on in Hollywood on Saturday night.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, we'll see you there. And let's have a little fun music. Here we go. No. Last dance.
Yeah, it's the last dance.
Man. Last dance for Gino and Letang.
Possibly.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Hopefully, E-Rod. Bye. Bye, E-Rod. Bye.
He did have that one goal.
He wouldn't have needed it if he wouldn't have retaliated. Was he? It's like a fly retaliating against a car.
That was ridiculous, yeah. Hey, bye. Guys, great show, though. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs. For Joe Bartnick, Andy Picaro, this is Fraser Smith. We are Puck Off. We are out.